Democratic Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach says Republicans are targeting Milwaukee Democrats Gwen Moore and Tim Carpenter. The pair was forced to write apologies following a blow-up on the Senate floor last month.
The senators, at the current time, no one has been recognized. You do not have the floor.
The proposed Senate rule would authorize the presiding officer to order a member escorted off the floor of the Senate if the member causes a substantial disturbance or engages in substantial disorderly conduct. Senate Minority Leader Erpenbach says the vote of any senator removed would not count. He says that disenfranchises that senator's constituents.
If the Senate president doesn't like the tone of the debate, doesn't like the words that a senator is using in the debate, doesn't like the volume of the voice of the senator during the debate, the Senate president can take that person off the floor. And once they're removed from the floor, they're removed from the floor for the entire day.
Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says order must be maintained.
I am not picking a fight with anybody. This body has a responsibility to act with decorum, to have the ability where every senator can show up for work and be part of a public policy debate that reaches a conclusion that is in the best interest of the citizens of this state. Simply put, we cannot do that if we don't have order.
But Erpenbach says there is no written definition of substantial disturbance. He says he worries important votes, including veto override votes, could hinge on the action of one person.
Well, you all know the president has a gavel. We're taking the gavel and we're giving him a sledgehammer.
The proposed rule, Senate Resolution 21, is expected to be taken up in session Tuesday. And when it is, it's expected, instead of restoring order, the measure itself will stir substantial disturbance on the floor. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.